Rent is probably due tomorrow and the tax returns are due in about 2 weeks. That is a lot given the pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio. Rent is often due the first of the month, which is tomorrow. Housing groups say they're bracing for a wave of eviction notices. Texas, New York, Virginia are among states where temporary halts to evictions due to pandemic have expired. Landlords have bills to pay, including money they owe on property, yet tens of millions are out of work. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
For some tenants, it's not just July rent that's due, it's now several months' worth. Lisa Rice is the CEO of the National Fair Housing Organization.
We're extremely worried because all of the indicators point to there being massive evictions across the country, and we do not have the infrastructure to deal with that.
According to the Urban Institute, nearly 20% of people who rent did not pay in June. Rice says evictions may disproportionately affect Black and Latino households who are about twice as likely to be renters as whites. Richard St. Paul is with the New York City Small Home Owners Association that represents landlords. He says they need help too. Mortgage payments are due.
Most of our members have relationships with the tenants. What our members want is some type of assistance that will help the tenants.
Which is also what many renters' rights organizations are saying, that government needs to step in and help both renters and landlords stay afloat. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
It has fallen on me to remind you the deadline to file your tax return this year is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Really. Despite calls to extend again, the IRS says no more extensions. If you don't file or get an extension by July 15th, there could be penalties. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. The IRS delayed April 15th due to a pandemic, which is still here. Who's pushing for a new delay?
Well, for one, David, the union representing Treasury Department employees. The union has been expressing concerns over the health of IRS employees who are being called back into the office. And the union says since in a normal year, people would be able to apply to get an extension until October 15 to file their taxes, that the IRS should just offer that date as an automatic extension for everyone. But the IRS says no. There are some exceptions. Victims of severe weather in parts of the South this past April will have until October 15 to file their returns and make their payments.
I mean, but others can get the October 15th extension if they just do the paperwork now.
Well, yes, they can, David. They do have to file for it, just like in any other year. The catch is that if you think you're going to owe taxes, then you still have to pay that amount by July 15. You'll accrue penalties and interest. That's the same as every other year. Now, the good news is the opposite is also true. If you are due a refund, the IRS will pay your interest on what you're owed, calculated back to April 15. So the way that works is if you choose to file your taxes, David, on July 15, that's 3 months of interest you'll get from the IRS on the money you owed.
All right. Marketplace with Nova Safo. Thank you. Markets after the Dow went up 2.3% yesterday. That was many points, about 580. The Dow future is down 0.2% now. The NASDAQ future is up slightly. Now, a write-down is when a company says, you know, we're not worth as much as we said before. The fossil fuel company Shell today said it's worth $22 billion less amid low oil prices caused by crude producers who continued to pump in the face of lower demand in a pandemic. Royal Dutch Shell stock is down 2% in London now.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
There's a cluster of 14 coronavirus cases in Chappaqua, New York, that likely stem from two people just back from Florida who attended a drive-in high school graduation on June 20th. There was also some kind of unofficial field event students went to that night. Contact tracers are people who try to identify who interacted with an infected person so people know to quarantine. By one estimate, the U.S. needs at least 100,000 contact tracers. From the Mountain West News Bureau, KUNC's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports on a booming occupation.
In normal times, Jessica Jaramillo is a librarian in San Francisco, but her library had been closed for weeks. She was basically on paid administrative leave. Then, in April,
I got an email.
It said librarians were being activated as disaster service workers, and the city wanted to know, would she be up for becoming a contact tracer? She'd still get her usual librarian salary for doing the job. Jaramillo and a few dozen other librarians said yes.
At least for me, there was like a nervousness around like, am I going to be good at this?
But she says it turns out librarians are well suited to the task. They're used to communicating with the public and helping people in stressful moments, like filling out a job application or researching a newly diagnosed health condition.
And then disseminating information, like that's what we do all day long.
After about 20 hours of training, Jaramillo started making calls. Now, instead of helping people find a book, she's helping them get things like COVID-19 tests or grocery deliveries to help them through a quarantine.
We're going to need to hire a lot of people to do a lot of this work because that's just going to be the nature of it.
That's Dr. Marcus Plesha, Chief Medical Officer of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. The organization is pushing local health departments to get creative about where to find more contact tracers, like school teachers or even staff at local YMCAs. And Lisa M. Lee says the potential pool right now is huge.
There are many people right now who are out of work whose skills would be very transferable into something like this.
Lee is an epidemiologist and bioethicist with Virginia Tech. She says a good contact tracer should be able to do things like honor confidentiality, use basic software to keep track of the info they're getting.
And really importantly, is a person who can exercise good communication skills using empathy.
Massachusetts is taking that qualification seriously. Working with a nonprofit, the state has hired more than 1,000 contact tracers at about $27 an hour. The job description says one of the top requirements is an ability to show empathy to distressed individuals. In Colorado, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle for Marketplace.
And the pandemic shutdown of Broadway has now been extended at least until January. Actors Equity, the Performers Union, is lobbying for $4 billion in extra money from sources such as the National Endowment for the Arts and for the Humanities. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.